brief look at the top stories in Bahrain. Saudi-backed regime forces have brutally beaten an anti-government protester in the capital, Manama. Hospital officials say the protester is clinically dead. The hospital has also received two other severely injured demonstrators. In Libya, four people have been killed during a rocket attack by regime forces on the western town of Zintan. Residents say nine others have been wounded in the rocket fire. Meanwhile, NATO warplanes have fired missiles in the capital, injuring 45 people. In Syria, army units have clashed with armed men in the southern town of Dara. Reports say several people have been killed, including four Syrian soldiers. Meanwhile, Jordan says that Damascus has sealed off its border. However, Damascus has denied that claim. Japan has launched a massive search for thousands of bodies still officially listed as missing since the devastating earthquake and tsunami. 25,000 soldiers are taking part in the search. 38 bodies have been found so far on Monday. This is the third such mission in 6 weeks. Leaked classified documents show the US believed many of those held at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba were innocent, or only foot-level soldiers. The documents released by whistleblower website WikiLeaks show out of 800 prisoners, just about 200 were considered dangerous. In Afghanistan, about 500 Taliban inmates have broken out of Kandahar's central prison. Over 100 of them were senior commanders. The prisoners escaped through a 360-meter-long tunnel that had been dug from the outside. In 2008, 1,000 inmates escaped from the jail after militants blew open its gates. A fire has swept through a four-story building in the Chinese capital, Beijing, leaving at least 17 people dead and dozens more injured. A probe into the incident found that unlicensed welders accidentally caused the blaze. And Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has received a letter from his Emirati counterpart, Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The letter, delivered by the UAE foreign minister, expresses support for the leadership in Damascus. Syria has recently been hit by a series of violent protests.